Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate.
Sing it, girl.
And Corrier, good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers Radio on the Tantalk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. On the show where you can find hope and help with my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lenny.
How are you today?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
So where was I this week? Cozumel. Yes.
Nice.
I got to go with my daughter and my two grandchildren who are 15 and 17, and we had the bomb time.
And I missed you.
Yes, I missed you
I
too.
Did.
But you get seasick, so you can't come. That's not so good.
I think that's why I didn't feel so good this week, because I
was probably thinking about
it.
Me being there.
I just think about it. My husband used to get on the raft in the pool and start. And I had to get out of the pool.
Wow.
And I think it's a lot up here in my head. But
a lot up there in your head?
Well, that's what's up there in my head. There's not much else.
So our special guest on the show today is we have Kim Saberi from St. Anthony's Memory Center. So glad that you're here today.
Thank you for having me.
Took us a little while to come a little closer.
Okay.
Took us a little while to hook it up, but we're doing it.
We're doing it.
And we have Leah, you say your last name.
Fronerath.
Fronerath. And she's with Horses for the Handicapped. And we had a woman on the show a couple of weeks ago, Ann Campanella. And
yes.
She wrote Motherhood. I forget the next two words in the title of her book. But she took care of her mom. She also had a series of miscarriages as her mother was developing more Alzheimer's. But she was a horse person. And she just used to go out to the barn at night and just put her head on the horse. And she had a minor little accident a couple of weeks ago, but she saw we were doing this on Facebook, and she's like, Horses for the Handicapped, yay!
Yeah, but she owned the grandson or daughter of...
Secretariat.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was kind of cool.
She said he wasn't probably fast, and that's how she got him, but it's something to talk about anyway.
Yeah, a lot of...
That's very exciting.
Interesting people we get to meet. It's kind of fun. So I want to say a shout-out to our newest listeners. We have Vicky in Indiana, we have Luann in Maine, and we have Veronica in Seminole.
Welcome, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Like I always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers radio table for new people. Hopefully you can listen to us live like right now on Facebook or YouTube or AM/FM, but also you can go to the podcast. So you can listen to it whenever you want, whatever convenient for you. And a lot of times people say to me is, I was listening to the radio show. It was great. Then mom had to go to the bathroom. End of that show. But you can go back and listen to it later. Or that show I listened to 5 weeks ago really didn't have anything to do with me, but it does now. Or my sister needs to hear that show. So thank God to the wonderful technologies we have today that I tell my grandchildren, you'll hear my voice forever. Like, we don't know, Grandma. That's such a great idea.
Okay.
But I see that phone ringing.
Oh.
First, I want to say hi. We didn't say hi to Vaughn.
Hi, Vaughn. Glad you're here.
Hey, ladies. How are you today?
Good.
Joyful and grateful. Is that the health coach detective, Tammy Taylor, on the line?
Yes, it
Good
is.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tammy. How are you today?
Hi, Tammy.
Good. How are all of you?
We're great.
Excellent, excellent. Today we're going to talk about one of the major health benefits of extra virgin olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm an extra virgin.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
I am now.
Yes. So abnormal clotting inside a blood vessel is a critical factor in heart attacks and ischemic strokes. And the medical term for this is thrombosis. And including extra virgin olive oil with our meals may help prevent formation of these deadly blood clots. Yeah, so in a series of preclinical experiments, olive oil boosted production of a component of HDL, which is our good cholesterol, and this helps protect against platelet aggregation, which is clumping of our blood cells. And those, the clumps, that's actually what causes the heart attack.
Yeah, it clogs up everything, yeah. And you can't. Mm-hmm.
Can
working.
You take a teaspoon of it?
Well, actually, two.
Yeah,
at
two
least
teaspoons.
Two teaspoons, yes. So extra virgin olive oil is, of course, the highest grade of olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's made mechanically without the use of chemicals or excessive heat. And so when we choose a type of bottle, we need to remember that olive oil is subject to light. So we need to choose bottles that are dark, preferably glass, and stored in a cool, dry place out of the light. And we also need to pay attention to the best buy date, because
yeah, too many people don't look at that.
Yep, and it does go rancid or become, it breaks down, so it doesn't have the same component. Mm-hmm.
So buy a small one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And according to the USDA or the USFDA, consuming 2 tablespoons per day will do
tablespoons.
It. Yeah.
Not teaspoons.
Yeah, did I say teaspoons?
I said teaspoons. I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
2 tablespoons. Mm-hmm. At least 2 per day.
And on the toilet.
It must run right through you.
No, no, it's good. It, you know, our bodies need it. So you can drizzle on your sandwich, bread, salad, cheese.
Oh.
Or get creative and find your own favorite way to enjoy it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yes. Sounds good, Tammy.
All right.
Thanks so much.
You
teach us something new every week. And if any of you guys want to get in touch with Tammy, you can get her at aceyourhealth.com.
Yes. Thank you. And have a great show.
Have a delicious day.
You too. Bye-bye.
So today, we are announcing the caregiver contest winner. So we have a quarterly contest. So any of you listeners out there who will tell me you're going to do this, but you don't.
Yeah, we tried to do it monthly, but we weren't getting people.
Yeah. Well, because I know they're so darn busy. Go to the website, Connecting Caregivers Radio, lindaburhans.com, and nominate a caregiver. Every single caregiver that gets nominated gets acknowledged, and gets some sort of small prize, but then quarterly we pick out a winner. And we pick out the winners randomly because you're all winners to us. Everybody's got a good story. Who's to say who? And so our winner this week is our first out-of-state winner, actually. And his name is Mike Flanagan, and he's from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And this is the email I received. Mike Flanagan is a very special man. He and my mom went to grammar school together. He was the first boy who kissed her. They both grew up and went their separate ways. They met years later at a grief support group. Both of their spouses had died. They have been married for 20 years, and he has taken care of my mom, Judy, for 10 years now after a car accident and traumatic brain injury. He takes such very good care of her. He always has a positive attitude. He sings and dances around the house with her, and he always has a kind word or a joke. I know this journey has not been easy for him. He never complains, and I want him to know how much he means to us. Thanks, Judy. So, thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Thanks,
Judy.
We know how tough it is for caregivers. And caregivers don't take enough time to smell the roses and to get some time for themselves. So we're really happy about this. So Mike's going to get an Amazon gift card and then a massage from Nirvana Massage in Grand Rapids and a gift certificate to Ruth Chris's Steakhouse and some books and some other swag and some other things we have. So we really hope you'll take some time to enjoy that, Mike. Maybe you'll take Judy with you. I don't think she would mind that too much.
No.
And thanks for what you do, because we know caregiving is not easy, and especially, I think sometimes it's a little tougher for men. So I give you a lot of credit for doing that. So thank you. Whew. Okay, Linda, get it together. Okay. So Kim, let's talk a little bit. We met, I don't know, probably like 10 years ago, I'm thinking, at St. Anthony's, and you're down there at St. Anthony's. Tell us where you are, what you do. Let's start with that first.
Okay. Well, I am at St. Anthony's Hospital in the Memory Disorders Center. We are an outpatient support center for patients and caregivers with dementia or mild cognitive impairment. We really are able to help anyone wherever they are. So if they're just in the beginning and then saying, I don't know if this is normal age-related cognitive decline or if something more is going on, then they can come in and we can screen them and kind of point them in the right direction based on how they do. You know, or maybe people have just been diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment. Or sometimes, half the time, we may not even meet with the patients, we just work with the caregivers. So what we do, we're a free service. We're
funded. The important thing is to get the diagnosis.
Yes, yes, it's very important to get the diagnosis because that's going to direct treatment.
Right.
And the earlier.
Because everybody thinks it's all the same, it's not all the same. A lot of it's the same. But a lot of it's not the same.
That's right. That's right. And so, for instance, if there's a vascular reason why you're having cognitive issues, you're not getting enough oxygen to your brain, well, you need to know why and fix the problem so it doesn't get worse.
Or you could have a UTI.
That's right. Yes. There's so many things. There's so many things.
My girlfriend's husband was Mary's husband. They said he had dementia, and then he found out he had a really bad UTI. And then he was fine again.
And he was fine. Well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank he's got enough problems.
So do people come to you to get the diagnosis, or do they get the diagnosis and then come to you?
Well, people can come to us anywhere they are on their journey.
Okay.
We don't, in our center, we don't do testing. We do a screening. So if you do borderline or not so well on the screening, then we will help refer you to the right next steps to get tested and get diagnosed. So generally, though, many times people are already diagnosed and they're coming for strategies. So we kind of sit down with them, with their family, sometimes just with the caregivers, many times with the patient and the caregivers, and we help them brainstorm ways. How do you help your loved one be as independent as possible while also keeping them safe?
You don't know what you don't know.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, sometimes people get a diagnosis and then they're deer in the headlights. They don't know what to do. And there's so much out there, so many resources, so much information. It's kind of hard to find it all and then to kind of know how to pick
navigate
what it is you
everything.
Need. Exactly. Exactly.
But we're very blessed in this Tampa Bay area. We have a lot of professionals that really work well together. You know, we have this show. We have a lot of resources because caregivers don't know even what they need next.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we are so blessed in this community. And there's so many things even in St. Pete with Melodies for the Mind and Memory Mondays and Memory Cafes where patients and their loved ones can go and do activities together and socialize with other people in similar places in their life journey.
So how did the center get started?
Well, several years ago, the community came to St. Anthony's and said, we need a support center. Our loved ones are getting diagnosed with dementia and we don't know what to do. So thus was born the idea for the Memory Disorders Center. And we started in 2014, and it's been really great because we're funded by the generosity of the hospital and donations from the community through the St. Anthony's Hospital Foundation. So we don't have to figure out what we can get reimbursed for. We can just figure out what people need and give them what they need. So that's been an amazing experience for me to be able to be a part of, just really.
Because you feel like you really can find a solution and do something about it.
That's
not
right.
Not just talk about it.
That's right. Yeah, so it's just wonderful. And we work with caregivers, you know, one of the big pieces is how do you communicate with your loved one with dementia? How do you manage difficult behaviors? Yep. And it's some of it can be counterintuitive. You know, you're used to if your spouse says something incorrect, you correct them. And you guys, you know, work together to be correct moving forward. Well, now that your spouse has dementia, you know, it's not advised to correct them. Right. It's
exactly.
Just going to increase their anxiety.
Make them angry.
Make them angry, you know, bring about negative behaviors.
Make them feel embarrassed sometimes, too.
That's right.
You know, we were just talking about that at the support group this morning, and the woman said, so I'm supposed to agree with him even when he's wrong? And everybody piped in, they go, if you want to have your mind sane, if you want to be okay, you need to. You know, not if it's anything that's dangerous. And one woman said, you know what I do now? if somebody keeps asking me the same thing again, I go, she goes, I give them a different answer every time. She goes, I entertain myself. Well, you know what? If that works and you're laughing and he's laughing, that's fine.
That's right. That's right. I always say, ask yourself if it's a, is this a safety issue? Right. And if it's not, right, let it go. Bite your tongue. Don't worry about it. It
doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Which is hard at the beginning until you realize.
Well, especially when you don't have the education.
Yes.
You know, people say to me, oh, well, Mom, I can't believe it. My mother doesn't even brush her teeth anymore. It's so terrible. She used to brush her teeth like 2 times a day or whatever. And I'm like, think about how many steps it takes to brush your teeth. You got to think about, you got to do it. Where do you go to do it? Blah, 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 blah. I said, this is what you could do. You could put some toothpaste on your toothbrush and her toothbrush. And you can go in the bathroom and you can both brush your teeth together. Or you can complain about it all day long.
That's right. I like it.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just, but it's a completely different way of communicating and thinking and being. So I tell people, it's not going to happen overnight. You right. need to start going to caregiver support groups. Start, you know, reading books or going to websites or going to caregiver educational events and start wrapping right. your head around the idea and then role play. You have to practice.
Yeah.
With your therapist, with a friend, with us here at the Memory Disorder Center, you know, and let's, and then just kind of even with yourself after you get in the car, after visiting Mom. Okay, what did I say that was kind of not great? What, yeah. how could I have said it better? All right, when she asked me that question, what I could have said instead was this, blah, blah, blah.
And you do have to practice.
Practice. Yeah.
Yeah, you do have to practice, but it works and it makes it easier. You don't want to be arguing with somebody all day long. You don't want your loved one to feel insecure or afraid or embarrassed. You know, we all want to be apart. We all want to get together. And a lot of it, caregivers, just lighten up. It's not so serious. It's not so serious what goes on every day. You know, you can make it a big problem less times for yourself.
It's a lot easier for some people. If you're a people, I'm a people pleaser, so with my husband, eventually I just agreed with him just because I didn't want to fight.
Well, what about the time he tells you, like, some people were walking through the mirror in the living room? Neither of us knew about, had the education we have now. Okay. And she went with it.
Well, then he said, because we have a clock, a pendulum clock, and he goes, and they stopped the clock, and I'm just looking at him, and his son's sitting there like nothing, and then so I said, they stop. I said, if anyone stops that clock, Jack, let me know, because I'll be really angry. He goes, yeah, and he was so cool about it then, you right. know, and then it was all done, and we didn't go through the mirror yeah. thing, because...
Yeah. So you do some support groups down there, right?
Yes, we have caregiver support groups. We do 4 a month on the first Thursdays from 2 to 3:30, second Thursdays 10 to 11:30, third Thursdays of every month we do it from 6:30 to 8, and then on the fourth Thursdays we have one from 1 to 2:30, and that one on the fourth Thursdays is for spouses and partners of people with memory disorders only.
So explain what the difference is that to somebody, and you'll email me all this and I'll put it up on the site.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so the first three support groups of the month or for any family, friend, loved one. So you may, the person with the memory disorder might be your spouse, might be your mom, might be your best friend. And then, but there's just some different things that spouses deal with specifically.
Right.
So a lot of times they like to have a group where it's just other spouses or they can talk about issues just related to that marital relationship.
Yeah, I used to do a support group at one time. It was just for men. It was called Caregiver Clubhouse. Nice. Because I had like one guy in this group and one guy in that group, and the one guy came to me and he goes, can we have a group just for men, Linda? You know, we have some different issues. And I'm like, yeah, we could do that. He's like, do you think you can handle us? I said, I'll do the best I can. But it was a wonderful group because they all, you know, they all worked together. And now there was 5 men that came to that group religiously. And now 3 of them have passed away, but the last 2 still go fishing together.
Oh, that's
so that
wonderful.
Was a very that was a, so that's one of the benefits of a caregiver support group. Besides education, you build friendships. You're with somebody that's in the same boat as you are in, that can really understand it. Because unless you're in it, you really don't understand it. And even people, we talked about this at the support group this morning, even people that have experienced it, and now they're not in that situation anymore. It's not the same as being in it. You can still say, "Oh, I feel sorry that happened," or it was stupid. But when you're back in it again, that's when you're the one. Those are the people that really feel it, and that's why we have this show for the caregivers, so that we can help you in any way we can. So, tell me about this Stories of Hope.
So this is a special event that we have coming up on Wednesday, September 25th at the St. Anthony's Hospital Auditorium from 3 to 4:30. And it's really neat. It's going to be spouses of people with memory disorders talking about their experiences. We had actually one of our caregivers and her husband who has Alzheimer's disease. They came to us. He wanted to share his story in a public forum. And so they came to us with the idea, and so we got some other caregivers together. So we have five people who will be speaking, the couple, and then three other caregivers who are spouses. And they're gonna share their stories and really from a place of hope and resilience and, you know, talk about, well, how has the diagnosis made them a better person? In what ways did their...
Which changed or whatever.
Yeah, in what ways did their relationship improve? Or their relationship with other people improve? Yeah. And so everyone is welcome to come. It's free to the public, and it's just going to be a neat opportunity to get some stories of hope. And also good for if you're like an adult child, to understand kind of more what maybe your parents are going through.
Yeah.
To be able
That's
to hear
That's a great
from,
idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we hear from our partners, tell me quick, what's Camp Caregiver?
Camp Caregiver is a weekend retreat for caregivers that we do every year. We'll have it on March 14th and 15th of 2020. And it is just an opportunity. We go to Day Spring, which is an Episcopalian retreat center on the Manatee River. And we just pamper our caregivers for the weekend. Wow. It's free for them. We have massages, music, drum circles. We had a comedian.
I care for Lynn, you know.
It's really
fun. She can't leave me at home alone, so I'll have to go too. And that's my church.
But that's wonderful.
That is
really neat.
So you'll give me that information too, and I'll get that across to
Absolutely.
Everybody. That's really important. So where can people reach you?
Through our phone number is 727-825-1595, and people can call and just set up a free consultation time to come in and meet, or you can show up at our caregiver support groups or
Perfect.
Stories of hope.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll come back again too. So right now we need to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know what the story is. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me.
And then Bob's mad.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
I wasn't prepared for Dad to get sick. He's Mom's primary caregiver. But thanks to Assisting Hands, we were able to give Mom the care that she needed, from getting her up in the morning, making breakfast, getting her showered, to changing the sheets on her bed. They understood her memory loss and were able to provide us with a caregiver who was patient, kind, and engaging. Mom smiles when she arrives, and they have a great time together. Assisting Hands has helped Mom remain happy, healthy, and home.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383. Or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. SCG is a 501c3 not-for-profit healthcare organization dedicated to providing quality healthcare within our continuum of care. Whether you or a loved one is in need of skilled nursing services, home health, or outpatient therapy, they can help you. SCG has skilled nursing communities providing around-the-clock care in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Transitions Therapy is their very own outpatient therapy division that covers physical, occupational, and speech therapies for all ages, including pediatrics. No matter if you're transitioning from one of their hospital partners or from one of their communities, their home health division, Diamond Home Health, can assist you in your recovery while in the comfort of your home. Their priority is to provide you with a continuum of care that includes skilled nursing, medical home services, and rehabilitation by a team of experienced professionals dedicated to getting you back to living your best life. At SCG, this is what they consider care reimagined. Visit them on the web at www.seniorcaregroup.com. Call 813-341-2771 or message Senior Care Group on Facebook.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list, that if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So,
yep, you know what it is, caregivers. When somebody asks if they can help you, say, thank you very much. That's the best answer you can give them. It's good for you. It's good for the person that you care for. And it's good for the person that wants to help you because you make them feel good, too. If you always say no to them, you make them feel terrible, and you don't want to make your friends feel terrible. So just say thank you very much. So, Leah,
yes.
I'm so glad you're here today, and we want to hear all about Horses for the Handicap. I'm in the Seminole Kiwanis Breakfast Group, and I know that some of the people in our group do a lot of work with it. So tell us about yourself. Tell us about it, because I think this is an awesome program. I know this is an awesome program.
Oh, well, thank you. I do, too. To be perfectly honest, I grew up in the program. I was one of the very first riders in the Horses for Handicap program at the age of 6.
Wow!
Yeah, so my commitment is strong.
Yes.
It is. So the Horses for Handicap program has been operating in Seminole. It started with a Kiwanian by the name of Gene Harris. He approached Mary Urquhart, who had one horse, and he said he really wanted to do a program for the handicapped in the Pinellas County area where they could get horseback riding. So, with one horse, Mary Urquhart and Gene started this program, and it has been running as a 100% volunteer-run program for 38 years.
38 years.
Wow.
And how many horses do you have now?
Right now we have 9.
And
9?
Is that on 102nd?
It's on 125th Street North in Seminole.
Right off the side road there.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah. We're just a quarter of a mile south on 125th from 102nd.
Right.
Yeah.
We're behind a big chain link fence with lots of greenery, just so that we have some privacy and you know, keep our business to ourselves, so that people don't feel like we're intrusive in this community.
I think people just love seeing the horses there and everything.
We trim the bushes so they get a glimpse and get interested.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, explain to me more about it. How people get involved with it? Tell me the whole thing. So tell us. So you started at six. Why? How? What happened?
Well, that's an interesting story. So I, as a young child, I have a disability from the waist down. We thought it was cerebral palsy, but as science has advanced and time has come about, we actually found out that I have a genetic disorder that presents very much like cerebral palsy. So when I was a kid, I walked on my toes, had a hard time holding balance and so forth. And so physical therapy was something that was a necessity. Mm-hmm. And my mom thought, let's find a way for Leah to have some physical therapy and be tricked into having fun.
Have some fun. I love tricky mothers.
Yeah. So my mom introduced me to the program, and it was, you know, I just
have
always loved horses. In fact, my grandfather put me on a horse the day I could sit up.
And it helped you with your balance?
It did, yes. And you know what else? As a young person growing up whose self-confidence needed to be bolstered, because I couldn't do all the other things that all the other kids could do, this was something I could do. And the horse was my legs. And the horse is the legs of all the children that have disabilities as well. It's the freedom that they don't get that's because of their disability.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what the thing is, too? So you were different, but mm-hmm. you got to do different stuff that other kids didn't
that's
get
right.
to do.
That's right.
That didn't get to go by those horses. And there's just nothing, you know, whether it's a horse, a dog, a cat, a bunny rabbit, whatever, the connection with an animal.
Absolutely. And our horses are very special. They know, and they take care of these kids like you wouldn't believe.
Where do the horses come from?
So we have rescued quite a few. They have their own rescue story, their own need story.
I know, they're all crying at the station.
We have quite a few rescue horses that needed a home and needed to be rehabbed in their own emotional needs, and they've found a purpose and a job. And then we've bought some so that we provided them with a new job. So we have 9 horses. The way this program works is really awesome, really unique, because what happens is Mary Urquhart, also known as Snakey, because she is she was a biology teacher and a Girl
Scout.
Yes. So everybody gets a handle, so to speak. You know, when you go to Girl Scouts, you get a nickname, and she really advocates for the purpose of snakes, so that's where her nickname comes from. But at any rate, she was a 4-H leader for her daughter. And
I used to be in the 4-H.
Did you?
Yeah. Yep.
So she uses 4-H as an avenue. She brings in the youth from the community that are able-bodied and intellectually stable and strong. They get an opportunity to learn about horses. They get an opportunity to grow. They get an opportunity to do the projects with the horses and ride and so forth. But they also serve a purpose by providing civic responsibility to providing this program for the handicapped riders.
Which is, you know, I tell my grandchildren, mm-hmm. service work is not an option. It's a responsibility.
It is.
And everybody should be doing some, and kids should learn that young.
Yep.
Especially in today's privileged society.
Yeah, so we have 4-H'ers from the ages of 8 all the way up to 18, and they come out and ride the horses during the weekdays, groom them, clean the stalls, maintain the barn, and then they get the perks of getting to show them and use them for their own 4-H projects. But they're there on Saturday mornings leading and not taking for granted the capabilities that they have by helping out the special needs kids.
Yeah, because it's a lot of work to take care of a horse.
It is, it is. And Miss Mary is there every day of the week, regardless of the weather, regardless of the holiday, taking care of the horses as well.
That's so special.
And she's been doing it for 44 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how do you sustain yourselves, though?
It's a large effort of fundraising. We are reliant 100% on donations and any fundraising that we do. And so we hold quite a few throughout the years. Throughout the year, we ride only during the school seasons because it's just too hot during the summertime for those special needs kids. So we ride Saturday mornings, and we have 25 riders that come out on Saturday mornings. They each get about a 45-minute ride.
45 minutes? Mm-hmm. That's a long ride.
Yeah. Yeah, we work on different goals. Mind you, we're recreational. We don't do real therapy, so to speak, but just being on a horse is
therapy.
It is. You hit it on the head. So they
and being around other kids.
Being around other kids and socializing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really try to make the environment inviting and inclusive, you know, that everyone sees the value of another person.
Yeah. So if is there a waiting list?
We do have a waiting list at times. We have gone through our waiting list. We've gotten quite a few of our kids on, but we still have a few more. We're always working to bring more kids and more riders in. And the way that we do that is when one of our regulars has a weekend off, goes camping with her family, or goes to a fishing tournament or a fundraiser of a different type, that we bring our waitlist riders on, and they get to ride. They understand that it's a one weekend at a time kind of a thing, but they get that little taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if people want to find out more about this, mm-hmm. where do they go?
We are on Facebook, Horses for Handicap. It's Pinellas, H4FORH. .org is our website, and then we also have a Facebook page, Horses for Handicapped.
Okay, and this is just Pinellas?
Right now, yes, this is Pinellas, because there are other programs across the counties that do provide
that do the same kind
service.
Of thing.
I've seen some up in up by Wishiwashi and mm-hmm. that place that they, yeah. I've seen that before. That's wonderful.
There is a need, so there's a lot of programs, and we really support each other, quite honestly. But
so if somebody's listening to this show and says, oh, I'd like to help fundraise.
Mm-hmm.
How can they do that?
Well, we have all of our fundraisers posted on our websites, and we'll tell you all about them if you come out and help. But really, I think our biggest thing that we need right now is resources of people. We need more volunteers. It isn't really fun to walk out in the heat, but I'll tell you what, you've done your job of working out for the day if you
yeah.
come, and you help us out by sidewalking. And we need 3 people for every rider.
Wow. Oh, and you have 25 riders,
yeah.
did you say?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, so we really could use some volunteers. People to come out and walk alongside these young people riding and give them that chance to have some freedom for those 45 minutes.
And that's really good for, like, high school kids could come and do that.
It is.
Because they
want to
get some stuff
hours.
On their service hours before mm-hmm. they go in their college applications and everything. And
yeah.
I got to tell Sky and the girls about that.
That would be wonderful.
I know a whole lot of kids.
We would love it. And I think it's really good for them to take the time to give back in that way and see and be grateful for the gifts that
they
have.
Well, and it's so down to earth. Earthy.
Yeah.
You know, you're with the dog, you're with the horse, you're walking outside, you're connecting with people.
Mm-hmm. And they learn empathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we would really love some more volunteer support, and of course, we want your attendance at all of our fundraisers.
And so can somebody just volunteer like one shot or
yep.
once a month or something like
Absolutely.
That? So you're going to grab whatever you can get.
We'll take whatever we can get.
And the same way to do that is through the website?
Yeah. And or you can come out to the property Saturday mornings.
Check it out.
Come see us. 9610 125th Street.
What time on Saturday mornings?
We start at 9 o'clock and we're finished at 12.
Okay.
And how young can your volunteers be?
They can be as young as 10 years old, probably. They need to be a certain height, because we need to have them tall enough so that...
We could have been in first grade.
I have a 9-year-old, that's why I'm asking.
Oh,
okay.
One more year.
December. Yes. December.
Oh, excellent. Not far away.
Well, actually, she can come out and see our horses and meet some of our other youngins. And those who aren't tall enough to help sidewalk and be in the riding ring with the special needs riders, our youngins are in the barn cleaning the stalls and have a grand time. My daughter isn't quite tall enough yet, so she's in the stalls hanging out with her buddies and cleaning stalls and doing work that she can do to be a cooperative and helpful person there.
Well, that's the one thing that I like about people that work with horses and kids that work with horses. You have to love it. You work it, but you do love it. When that's in you and you got that and you got that relationship, you don't care if you're cleaning up poop or whatever it is, because you just want that.
No, all my husband's kids, because they were in the horse business, they were all mucking stalls all the time.
You know, it's funny. I walk onto the property, and most people, if they don't really have that love, that smell of walking onto a barn might disturb them.
You
but for
get
me,
used to it.
Oh, you like it?
Oh, it's. I'm here. I'm good. I'm ready. I can take on the world again. Yeah. And when I snuggle up to my horse, and he gives me a little lip. A little lip kiss. All those right in the
And is that your horse? You have your own horse?
I do. I, you know, I finally was old enough and had enough money coming in, and my husband said, all right, fine, honey, you can get a horse. We bought a horse, and we lease him to the program. He is the program's horse, but then I don't feel guilty about getting on and riding.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah, his name is Darby.
And so where do you ride him yourself?
I ride him in the evenings when I get off of work. I try to fill my bucket.
So where do you go, though? Like, I understand.
In our
riding
property. Yeah? We have a ring, and on certain days when I feel really adventurous, I'll open the back gate, and we have trails behind us.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we do.
Because I see horses around sometimes.
Well, you see them sometimes crossing 102nd because there's a little place in there. I always get nervous when they're crossing over.
Well, I'm glad you do. It's nice if drivers will slow down and stop and let our horses go, because 1,200 pounds can be real skittish sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good for anybody.
No.
All right, we'll come back in a few minutes, because right now we're going to hear from our wonderful partners, because I only affiliate myself with people that do the right thing and companies that have a lot of integrity. So please listen to our wonderful partners and don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years, VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents, and they can help yours too.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
You know
we're
what it
off.
Is?
No,
when
we're
you
not
hear
off.
Those,
you know what that means.
He's pulling me in from last week. That means it is time to get your pen and paper, because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do, Lenny.
Yeah, you do.
Tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center in Pinellas Park is the premiere of Saving Claire. Admission is free, door prizes, demonstrations, photo booth, and refreshments. Door opens at 1:30 p.m.
Yeah, please come. We're going to be there. It's going to be a great...
There's a reason right there, Lenny.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a great presentation. And for people that can't make it that day, it's going to be, again, on September 25th at Eckerd College at 7 p.m. So if you need that information, just let me know.
Perfect. On September 25th, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the University Area Community Center in Tampa is the Fearless Caregiver Conference. Breakfast is included. Our Linda Burhans will be one of the speakers.
Really?
Again, you're going to be busy people
all week.
To register, please call 954-362-8126. On September 29th at 3 p.m. at the Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center, the matinee opera players is celebrating 25 years. There are no tickets sold. It is by donation. There will be complimentary snacks at intermission, raffles, door prizes.
That's a nice family event. You should go to that and check it out.
Right. October 12th at 9 a.m. with registration at 8 a.m. is the Walk to End Alzheimer's at Pointner Park in St. Petersburg. To join a team to start your own team, please go to act.alz.org/Pinellas.
Walk this way.
Yes. On October 13th from 3 to 8 p.m. with dinner 4 to 6 p.m., Better Living for Seniors invites your generous sponsorship. The needed funds will go right back into our community for underserved seniors and disabled adults. Light entertainment starts at 3 p.m. and rolls into an evening of the hottest bands. For more information, go to blspinellas.org.
I hear that's going to be quite the event. I was at a meeting yesterday and they were
like
talking
it.
About it. We have to go there because Frank Pascoe's band is playing there too. I think that it would
have
be fun. I
have to put it on my calendar.
We got to also have Wednesday, October 23rd, Dr. Kate McCarty will be speaking at Art and Quits of Seminole, Shining Light on the Dark Side of Dementia, When Guilt and Fear Overshadow Peace and Presence. So you might want to look into
She's
that.
She's wonderful.
She is the bomb.
She does the memory cafes, right?
Yeah, she's wonderful. Also, November 13th, I'll be speaking at St. Catherine's about when it might be the time for your loved one to move into assisted living or memory care, the tips to look for. So I'm very excited about that. I'm excited about my new presentations that I'll be starting in January that's going to be the Dementia Dance with Love, Laughter, and Lessons Learned. So we have some good information there. And one last thing on events. My Kiwanis Club, the Kiwanis Breakfast Club, has the Field of Honor in Seminole. We have the flags up for the entire month of November. You can go there and get a banner that goes on the flag with your loved one, so it'll have the date my dad was in the service and his name. And it's just really a way to honor our veterans. And when you go by there and you see those flags, it makes my heart beat out of my chest. When you see all those beautiful flags flying. So
how many did you have the first year?
First year we had like 24, and then there was 100 and something. This year we're going to have 419. That's the maximum they can fit on the property with proper lighting. You know, we had to do a lot of stuff with Duke Energy. It's a big project. We have a small club, and I'm like one of the youngest ones.
Oh, my.
It's a lot of work. But just do it. Everybody that always does it just absolutely loves it. And everybody goes, I'm gonna. And everybody waits the last minute. We have all those streamers we got to print out. So just do it now.
I already did it.
Good girl. I did one today, too. Another one.
It always makes me laugh today. When they do it, because I asked for my husband's years. And he went to Korea the year I was born.
You little baby.
He was bad.
So, Kim, what's one last thing you want to say to our listeners that you think they need to hear?
Just to reach out and get plugged into the caregiving community, whether it's through support groups or some of the social events going on. And socialization is super important for brain wellness as well. So.
Yes. Get out there. Come to all these seminars. When I tell you about this stuff, there's a reason. you're going to learn something there. Even like when we do the caregiver spa days, we'll have a caregiver spa day. They give them massages and this and that. I have to pull them by the hair of the head to get them there. But once they get there, they're like, oh, Linda, this is great. Oh, this is marvelous. Oh, I've learned something. There's so much to learn. Every seminar that I go to, I learn something new. Because there's new things that happen every day, too, that wasn't before. Yeah. So just go out. Knowledge is power, people. So just go out there and do that. Leah, what's your list? Words for our listeners.
Oh, I would love to see them out there. I'd love to introduce them to our wonderful horses and the great kids and great people that we have. We really could use the support from
I'm going to go one day.
You should. I want you to get over your fear of the horses.
Well, I didn't say that on the air.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. You got her now.
Now y'all know I'm a fraidy cat.
No, you're not afraid. We were very brave. 2 months ago, her and I jumped out of a plane together.
That I could do.
I'll never do that. I got to give you credit.
Yeah.
But no, we would really love to see people come out and help us keep on the commitment to our special needs kids.
Yeah, and it's good for everybody.
Yeah.
It's good for everybody. You can just go as a family. You know, just go out there and do them some stuff.
So we will go?
What?
We'll go one week.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I forgot to mention also Seasons Hospice, who I'm proud to say that I'm on the board of, has a Camp Kangaroo, and it's for children that have had a loss, where children can find comfort, camaraderie, and hope after loss. And the next one is October 13th to 14th. And it's actually at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. Pretty cool.
To see winter.
It's very wonderful. I know when my grandchildren, when their dad passed away, they went to a similar program through Empath Hospice. I love both Empath and Seasons Hospice. And it really made a difference for them, especially for kids. It's hard enough for adults to express their grief. Mm-hmm. It's hard enough for an adult to admit that I'm having a hard time. Kids just don't know how to do that. And for the kids to have that opportunity to be with other kids that are going through the same thing is absolutely huge. Absolutely huge.
I think the word they use is camaraderie, because they do experience it and they do grieve. We just have to understand how they're grieving.
Right.
My daily work is with kids in the hospital. I work at Johns Hopkins. And I see kids grieving every day, different losses, but they do it so differently than adults.
Yeah.
And they play through their grief, and that's something adults should do a little bit more of.
My grandson just got out of there. My grandson was in a bad accident like 4 months ago, mm-hmm. and he fell down at the Largo Park and broke his arm, mm-hmm. and they brought him to a hospital. And the particular hospital wrapped his arm so tight it stopped all his circulation. So he had compartment syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be cut from here to here. He was on a wound vac machine. He's had like 19 surgeries. He has no fingers right now.
He has fingers, but he can't use them.
Yeah, there's nothing there. The muscles in his hand died. So they're hoping that with his age it'll rejuvenate. Mm-hmm. Or if not, maybe we have to do a muscle transplant or bionic. But they were very good when he was there. Everyone has been really good, because he went through some delightful times and some horrifying times. And even now, God bless my daughter, the amount of physical therapy he has to go through, if we ever want that chance that it might rejuvenate, mm-hmm. is a lot of work.
Yeah. How old is your grandson?
5.
Wow.
5 years old. So.
And she has 4 kids, so there's a lot of work.
Yes, my daughter's been pretty busy. But thank you so much for tuning in today. Ended on a little bit of a serious note there. Just so glad that you guys come tune in every week. It means a lot to me. I know that your time is really valuable. So tune in again next week for Connecting Caregivers Radio. Remember that God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Now be knocking upon your door. You just call of my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah.